This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Erin Dismeyer. Governor Jay Nixon's administration says a Missouri House computer was used to access a secure website with a list of people who have a concealed weapons permit. The Office of Administration filed an open records request to find out who tried to access the list. Spokeswoman Misty Preston said the user tried to view the list 23 times but was unsuccessful. She says the website was accessed using login information state officials had given to a federal agent. That agent told a Senate committee this week he wanted the list of permit holders for an investigation into Social Security fraud. Preston says the login information was made public during the Senate's investigation, but the data was removed from the website in March. Columbia College announced the continuation of a $200,000 gift from the Assistance League of Mid-Missouri today. The gift is a pledge that promises $75,000 from the Assistance League over the next 5 years. They've donated about $130,000 of this gift since 2004. The money will go towards the Columbia College Assisting Women's Achievement Scholarship, which supports non-traditional female students at the college. Columbia College President Emeritus Gerald T. Bruder, who made the announcement, says that the funds will help fund up to 10 scholarships this coming year.
The Assistance League has been very, very good friends to this institution. More important than our friendship is the fact that with the funds that they donate to us, we're going to allocate those monies out to scholarships to women in particular.
The Assistance League's donations have helped fund 69 students to date. The group hopes to continue donating money to the college even after their $200,000 pledge has been fulfilled. A single-engine plane made an emergency landing at Columbia Regional Airport today. While both the pilot and passenger are safe, Columbia City officials say the landing shows the importance of an air traffic control tower at the airport. KBIA's Sydney Miller reports there is hope for Columbia's control tower thanks to a new law passed by Congress.
Although Columbia Regional's air traffic control tower is still slated to close June 15th, airport and city officials feel confident the airport's tower will be saved. Columbia Public Works spokesman Steven Zapp says confidence was boosted when Congress passed legislation allowing the FAA to reallocate $253 million from within its budget to save the towers.
Additionally, the language in the bill does not mandate that the FAA keep the control towers open, although Transportation Secretary LaHood has assured lawmakers that that will occur.
The FAA will be responsible for reshuffling funding from its existing budget. Still, SAP says the airport is moving forward as though the tower will shut down in June. Airport manager Don Elliott says he is hopeful that won't be the case.
There's a lot of political pressure being applied to Department of Transportation, the FAA, to ensure that the air traffic control network remains intact.
The law is set to expire in September, meaning a similar funding crisis could arise this fall. Sydney Miller, KBIA News.
Officials with ExxonMobil finished repairing an oil pipeline in southeast Missouri today, where a leak was discovered earlier this week. A resident near Donovan, Missouri, found oil leaking in his yard Tuesday. About one barrel, roughly 42 gallons of crude oil, leaked from the Pegasus pipeline. The cause remains under investigation. 45 employees in Macon are getting back to work after the local ethanol plant closed its doors 3 months ago. The Poet Biorefinery plant reopened April 15th after closing on February 1st. The drought in 2012 and the resulting lower crop numbers pushed corn prices up, forcing the plant to shut down temporarily. Plant manager Steve Burnett says keeping all 45 of his employees was a huge priority.
If we had had to lay them off, I feel sure I would have lost my best performers. And they're the ones you really need the worst when you start back up.
While the plant was closed, it went through nearly $14 million in renovations and upgrades, including an upgrade that allows the plant to extract corn oil. Burnett says if the upgrade had been in place before February, the plant might not have had to close down. For KBIA News, I'm Erin Dismeyer.